Track 5, Flashback. This week's flashback of the week will focus on the history of the Mary Stevens Park in Stourbridge. Mary Stevens Park was created by Ernest Stevens, a pots and pans manufacturer. Ernest paid £15,257, approximately £850,000 today, for the estate and house, and swiftly presented it to Stourbridge Borough as a public park and recreation ground. Feeling that the whole park warranted a magnificent and imposing entrance, Ernest funded the purchase of the main gates, including the Portland stone pillars, stone walls and associated railings at the main entrance. He also provided money to purchase gates and railings at three other entrances to the park. The grand opening of Mary Stevens Park took place on the 6th of April 1931. On this day, Ernest Stevens was given the freedom of the borough of Stourbridge. Mary Stevens Park is a public park located in the south of Stourbridge in the borough of Dudley. It is approximately 13.65 hectares in area and contains a number of architectural features, including the War Memorial and the main entrance gates, which are both Grade 2 listed. It also has a bandstand, a former mill pond called Heath Pool, Council House 1, and a formal terrace area, the Tea Gardens, and a park keeper's cottage. Ernest Stevens' wish was to ensure that the public should have the best use of the facilities of the grounds, and as stated on the dedication plaque on the gates, for the park to be place of rest for the weary, of happiness for the children, and of beauty for everyone. At the main park entrance on Heath Lane, there are four Portland stone piers with finely moulded plinths, panels and cornices, topped by elaborate metal lantern finials. In between are wrought iron double and single gates with elaborate standards and overthrows. The features at this entrance, along with the iron gates located at the entrances on Love Lane and Norton Road, were given by Ernest Stevens in memory of his wife. Along with the necessary foundations for the work, the cost was valued at an estimated £5,500, approximately worth £841,724 in 2006. The work was to be undertaken by Messrs Hill and Smith, Briley Hill of the Birmingham Guild. It has been said that the gate design was modelled on those of Buckingham Palace. The bandstand is considered locally significant as it is one of a number of structures to be constructed within the park, ready for the grand opening. It occupies a central location within the park to the east of Queen's Drive and is the focal point for visitors accessing the park from the Love Lane entrances. It is made of cast iron and was manufactured by Hill and Smith Limited of Briley Hill and dated to 1930. The bandstand is an octagon in plan and consists of fluted cast iron columns with acanthus capital heads. At each of the vertices, the roof takes an OG form in section. However, it is faceted to follow the form of the octagon plan. It is roofed with bituminous tiles and has a cast iron weather vane with decorative metalwork with similar scoring designs as seen to the main gates. it is drained via the interior of two cast iron columns.